A documentary about Freaknik debuts today on Hulu. This is an annual spring break party that was started by students at historically black colleges and universities in Atlanta. The event helped to establish Atlanta's hip-hop culture in the 80s before fading out in later years. Julian Virgin of member station WABE spoke with people who remember.
Tarangela Jones sits on the front porch of her Southwest Atlanta home, reminiscing about her early 20s.
It was parties everywhere. You hear her loud music. You had cars just cut off the whole street.
She's talking about Freaknik, the days-long festivities centered around black expression. By the mid-90s, the party quickly became a cultural phenomenon.
It was a lot of boom, 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 boom. It was a lot of bass. It was a lot of good vibe music.
It was the golden era of bass music in Atlanta, like this record, 6'8 by Katrina.
From everybody bumping their music in their cars, all the girls in their booty shorts, yes.
At its height, over 250,000 black partygoers from across the country took over Atlanta's streets.
Camelton Road, downtown, East Point, wherever you went, the city was alive.
The documentary, Freaknik, The Wildest Party Never Told, chronicles the event's rise and eventual downfall. It was produced by record executive Jermaine Dupri and others. Dupri pioneered Atlanta's bass sound from his So-So Def recording studio in the 1990s. Kenley Waller also remembers the street party and the challenges for businesses. Today, he owns a soul food restaurant in Atlanta.
There was no control. I didn't think nobody realized how many people it really was going to be.
In the 90s, Waller ran a Shoney's in East Atlanta. He says the all-you-can-eat restaurant required 24-hour security.
It was, like, chaotic. But we made a lot of money during that period of time, and then we lost a lot of money because people would just get the stuff and just walk out.
After a major traffic tie-up on Atlanta's famed Peachtree Street in the late 90s and other safety concerns, city leaders cracked down on the street party, and it fizzled out. There was an attempt to revive it in 2019, but the rebooted party couldn't compare to the original, which for many Atlantans is now just a fond memory. For NPR News, I'm Julian Virgin in Atlanta.